Wilderness by Lance Weller, narrated by Richard Poe and directed by Megan Barrickman.
Prologue. Rise Again, 1965. She comes awake with an urgency she doesn't at first understand, surrendering the overbright tidelands of dream to the sightless dark of her waking day. She'd dreamt a campfire upon a shadow-polished beach, a heap of burning driftwood, orange with flame, and out upon the rim of the world, a pairing of sun to redden the westward ocean. Burnt swell tips flashing beneath a dark sky, touched with a pale light that lit the low bellies of rain clouds. Wet black sand and a jagged chain of yellowy foam to mark the snarl of tide across wave-cut stone. Sparks from the fire rose in a spray to fall and lie like bright jewels upon the shore. They flared and died and flared again in the wild yellow eyes of the wolf that watched her from the forest, rising dark and quiet from the low cliffs behind. This the landscape of dream that she had fled to wake. Jane Dowming Pool stirs early, while it's still cool, while she can still yet feel the night's last darkness sweep slowly over her sleep-becalmed face. Dawn-colored shadows fill soft declivities where once her eyes looked upon the world and took delight in it. She lies all a-tremble, for it was the howl of a wolf from the forest spilling off Hurricane Ridge far above the rest home that woke her. Gone now, if ever it was at all. She lies quiet a moment more, then sighs and pushes back the covers to let her body's fierce heat seek the upper corners, as though to lend the cool, nondescript room something of her own character. Breathing, she tastes from the cracked open window the fecund odor of the wilderness beyond the grounds, tastes sunlight, and beyond the sunlight, bitter cold. And so she wakes completely. Old now, she has become gray and frail beyond all her childhood reckonings of age. Of necessity, she rises slowly, moves carefully into the kitchen space of the little studio apartment. By rote, by touch, by measured pacing from counter to refrigerator to drawer to counter again, Dowming moves thoughtlessly through her daily ritual of morning coffee. Sitting at the formica table by the window, she waits for the day's light.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?